It's time to have a chat about some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, good morning, everybody listening to 91.2 FM and 2FM.com.au. Thanks very much, Bear.
Let's start with the juniors. What's happening?
Yeah, we'll say the same we did last week because, of course, the rain has affected the Tamworth Carnival. So hopefully 600 or 800 kids will be there for the experience at Plain Street on Sunday if the rain's starting to hurt themselves. Of course, we've got another couple of carnivals after that in Barrow and Armidale. So if you want to get down there, mate, Biscayne Junior Rugby Club or Crendai Junior Rugby Club, you can find out more via their Facebook pages. Also in 13s, 15s and 17s, we've got the trials for the Central North teams when it comes to the seven-a-side stuff at the end of next month in Foster. So that'll be good to see. Also, of course, on Friday from 3 o'clock at Chillingworth Oval in Tamworth, and also, of course, at Scully Park, we have the grand finals of the North West Regional Youth. Scone and Crendai got a bunch of teams in the finals, so we wish them all the best. You can find out more through their Facebook page. Also, when it comes to Hunter Juniors, just find out more through hunterjuniors.com.au as they get into their playoffs as well.
We must be getting pretty close to the finals for the seniors, mate.
Yeah, of course, we've got a couple more rounds to go in Newcastle. That includes, of course, the Single and Earthling Bulls facing up against the Hamilton Hawks. If the Hawks can win by a bit, they might finish on top of the table and take out Mary the Carlton, but not likely. We've also got Southern Beaches up against Maitland and Nelson Bay up against the crew there from Wanderers. Of course, get down there to God's Acre for the last game of the year for the Single and Earthling Bulls. Find out more through singlerandrugbyclub.com.au. Also, of course, in the divisional, the Griffins take on the crew from Uni. The Goulburn Reds, of course, St Phillips there in Cessnock, take on East, and Madowie take on the crew there from Lake Macquarie Gold. Of course, Madowie at Boyd Oval there in Madowie, so you can get into that. Go to the website there, hunterrugby.com.au, to find out more. Women's, of course, have Maitland up against Uni, Tars up against the crew there from Wanderers, and finally there, Mary the Carlton take on Maitland. All those games are at 4:30 on Saturday as well. And, of course, Hawkins Oval in town has the fourth grade on Friday night from 6 o'clock, so good times ahead. Central North, of course, for the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership. The Rens and Gunnarra Devils have made it back-to-back Trelaw Cups, so they get to take on the Sandhurst Narrabri Blue Bulls up there in Narrabri. We've got the crew there from Walker taking on the Barabra Bingra side for the last time this year. Hopefully the fourth grade, hopefully the Rams can find their way through in seconds and get to the playoffs. And finally, they're affecting us. Tamworth Pirates take on the Belmont Hotels, Cone Brumbies and ladies and gents at Chillingworth Oval. And finally, the Crendai Lions take on the Inverell Highlanders, and that will be at Crendai Rugby Park. You can find out more through cnru.com.au.
Mate, did you get up at 5 a.m. to watch the Wallabies go down to the Argentinians?
Yeah, just too good in the end. We gave them four tries, two in the first half from some fairly soft errors. But reality check is that if we hadn't had the A program, we most probably wouldn't have had a team. So we would have had half a dozen blokes at least who would have been playing either in the Charter and Horseshoe Shield or Hospital Cup coming straight into the test team. So that might be the blessing in disguise. But 2 weeks' time, we get all back into it when we take on the Springboks. First one in Adelaide on the 27th, and then we take on at the SFS. What should have happened, Bear, funnily enough, is we should have been opening the stadium on the 27th. Unfortunately, our state government's a bit soft, and the first game that should have been played at the stadium was the Bill Cobb-Wallaroos taking on the Black Ferns. Then the Wallabies would have taken on the Springboks in a 3 o'clock kickoff in the afternoon, and then the Charter and Horseshoe Shield Grand Final would have been on at 5 o'clock. But that Grand Final will be at Leichhardt Oval, in spite of it falling down all over the place on the 27th, and unfortunately, as we said, it'll be switched around. They would have charged $400 a ticket, but it would have been something where a lot of money would have gone back into the Shoot Shield clubs and also the grassroots. But well, that's the nature of the New South Wales government at the moment. They handed the stadium over to another crowd the next Friday and could have had a real international sort of flavour to it, but that's very disappointing from that point of view. But yeah, extensively wheeled out a B team to try and get the job done. Made a lot of mistakes, a couple of crucial errors, especially James Slipper giving away a penalty when we had a try. But Argentines were just too good. Well, the All Blacks bounced back, and they played extremely well.
They did.
To be able to beat the Springboks. So, going to be interesting to see how the eToro Rugby Championships handles itself when it kicks off again in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, we took care of the box last year. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it again in 2022. Weeksy, as always, thank you very much, mate. And we'll hear another one of your great interviews this weekend on The Sideline View.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Bill.